body, earthly or airy, heavy or light. Its thoughts and its actions can lead it to freedom, or lead it to bondage in life after life. But there is the God of forms infinite, and when a man knows God, he is free from all bondage. He is the creator of all, ever living in the mystery of his creation. He is beyond beginning and end, and in his glory all things are. He is an incorporeal spirit, but he can be seen by a heart which is pure. Being and non-being come from him, and he is the creator of all. He is God, the God of love. And when a man knows him, then he leaves behind his bodies of transmigration. Part 6. Some sages speak of the nature of things as the cause of the world, and others in their delusion speak of time. But it is by the glory of God that the wheel of Brahman revolves in the universe. The whole universe is ever in his power. He is pure consciousness, the creator of time, all-powerful, all-knowing. It is under his rule that the work of creation revolves in its evolution, and we have earth and water and ether and fire and air. God ended his work and he rested, and he made a bond of love between his soul and the soul of all things, and the one became one with the one, and the two, and the three, and the eight, and with time, and with the subtle mystery of the human soul. His first works are bound by the three qualities, and he gives to each thing its place in nature. When the three are gone, the work is done, and then a greater work can begin. His being is the source of all being, the seed of all things, that in this life have their life. He is beyond time and space, and yet he is the God of forms infinite who dwells in our inmost thoughts and who is seen by those who love him. He is beyond the tree of life and time and things seen by mortal eyes, but the whole universe comes from him. He gives us truth and takes away evil, for he is the Lord of all good. Know that he is the inmost of thy soul, and that he is the home of thy immortality. May we know the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the God of Gods, God the God of Love, the Lord of all. We cannot see how he works, or what are the tools of his work. Nothing can be compared with him, and how can anything be greater than he is? His power is shown in infinite ways, and how great is his work and wisdom. No one was before he was, and no one has rule over him, because he is the source of all, and he is also the ruler of all. May God, who is hidden in nature, even as the silkworm is hidden in the web of silk he made, lead us to union with his own spirit, with Brahman. He is God, hidden in all beings, their inmost soul who is in all. He watches the works of creation, lives in all things, watches all things. He is pure consciousness, beyond the three conditions of nature, the one who rules the work of the silence of many, the one who transforms one seed into many. Only those who see God in their soul attain the joy eternal. He is the eternal among things that pass away, pure consciousness of conscious beings, the one who fulfills the prayers of many. By the vision of Sankhya and the harmony of yoga, a man knows God. And when a man knows God, he is free from all fetters. There the sun shines not, nor the moon, nor the stars. Lightnings shine not there, and much less earthly fire. From his light all these give light, and his radiance illumines all creation. He is the wandering swan everlasting, the soul of all in the universe, the spirit of fire in the ocean of life. To know him is to overcome death, and he is the only path to life eternal. He is the never